My says that from Zan Mubez that a chaitz of kever lava of a halach of a cover makamacher is a loy covered by your lamas. The Gemara is being derived from here that the kever is Nasser Bahana. And the Gemara says, how come asking him, but kever binyam, and talk about a kever binyam, therefore it would be Nasser Bahana like Avodah Zarah. The Sefer Sanhedrin Ketan over here asks Akasha that even if you say we're talking about a kever binyam, which is Nasser Bahana, but still, what should be the problem? The Maisa, once the person is dead, once he's a mace, he's patu in a mitzvah, but mesim chavshi, came in shemesonim, nasa patu in a mitzvah. So if he's part of the mitzvahs, there's no isser for him to be nana b'chlal. So why should there be an isser b'chlal on the mace, even though we're talking about a kever binyan? And L'chai can answer that the isser is not for the mace, but the isser is for the krivim, for the people that are alive, that are burying him. They're being nana by putting him in the kever, and for that reason it would be asser, nothing to do with the isser of the mace, but isser, the isser is on the krivim that are getting the hana by putting him in that makim. And I found that the kash and the teretz is really mefurish in Miki Yosef. The Miki Yosef here brings from the Reuben Gaius that says, he says, the kemish may sell and asa chavshim in a mitzvah. So Mamash asked the kash of this in Hadi Ketana. And the answer is, Ela Mishum Hanah the Kravim. It's because of the Hanah the Kravim. Hilkach in Asa Malkim Shem Maitzin Malkim Likvar Ela Beschar. This on Ela Kravim. So ends up saying it's only Kafka can be asa in a Malkim where they're saving money, but if not, but Akal Panim, he Mamash asked his kash and he gives his teretz that this would be on the Kravim and not on the mace. And that would be a Yishuv. Feed those sheetas.